Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Morning English podcast. I'm Joseph.
大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听我们今天的早安英文。那我一直都觉得翻译是一个对综合能力要求比较高的活儿，因为它涉及到你的这个听说读写的基本功，你的反应能力，而且很多时候呢，因为文化的不同，它的表达习惯会完全不同。比如说有一次我看这个Young Sheldon， Have you watched Young Sheldon？
Yes, usually I try and watch any TV series to give them all a chance.
Okay, that's great. 那有一次呢 ，Sheldon 因为有一件事情非常的生气，所以呢他想要骂人，想要 curse， 想要 throw out dirty words， but he is not good at it. 然后最后他就骂了一句叫做 cheese and crackers.
Right, I remember that episode.
然后呢，这个时候字幕的翻译非常的有趣啊。The Chinese translation was like, 香蕉你个大西瓜。
Banana and your big watermelon.
对，就是这个意思。所以你看，他一方面遵循了这个芝士、饼干、香蕉、西瓜都是食物，然后呢又没有违背这个跛脚且没有杀伤力的脏话的这个本意。所以其实很多时候呢，中英文在形容同一个事情的时候啊，会因为文化不同做出不同的比喻。Do you know any of these? For example, when describing people who like to stay up late at night, we Chinese say 夜猫子 but I know you say.
Night owl. They're not so different, but yeah, I can see this.
对，还是有一点不同啊。就是他们英文呢会讲夜晚的猫头鹰 night owl.
I kind of remember that you taught me a Chinese idiom in one of our previous podcasts. In English, we say there's plenty of other fish in the sea, which means don't be sad or don't be so stressed out that someone has left you or you miss an opportunity because there are more of those out there. But I remember you said in Chinese you might compare girls to 芳草 flowers.
芳草就是我们会讲天涯何处无芳草，就是当我们说你不要吊死在一棵树上，好女孩多的是，我们会讲天涯何处无芳草，但是英文呢会讲海里边还有很多其他的鱼， There's plenty of other fish in the sea.今天呢要和大家聊一聊中英文当中的不同的比喻。如果你想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记，请关注我们的微信公众号早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So another one that I know is when you're really hungry, in English you would say I'm so hungryI could eat a horse, but in Chinese you say you could eat a cow.
对，就是如果说你真的很饿的时候，你觉得这个时候你真的可以吃下很多超多东西。中文我们会讲饿的可以吃下一头牛，但是呢，英文会讲可以吃下一匹马。其实我还有一点困惑 ，I'm a little confused because, I think we say that because we really eat cow, but do you really eat horses?
Well, I think the reason maybe these are the two phrases is because in China, when I think of long ago, cows and ox and things like this were used as work animals. So if you ate it, you would be very desperate because he could help you. And if I think of eat a horse, I imagine a cowboy is riding a horse. That's like his car. He doesn't want to eat it. So maybe this is the reason.
OK, 所以其实因为牛在我们中文当中啊，在之前大部分时候呢，它都是怎么说呢，是我们的怎么说老黄牛，就是耕牛的一种工具嘛，所以通常情况下你是不会去吃它的，那么如果你会去吃它的话，就说明你真的真的很饿了。那么马在英文当中也是同样这么一个角色，它们本来是一种交通运输工具，但是如果说你真的饿到想要去吃它的话，就说明你真的很饿了。好，下一个 Now it's my turn to quiz you. If a person is really, really thin in English, you say as thin as a...
Rail?
Rail? A rail 就是轨道的意思，所以就说瘦成一条轨道。当然了，我们可以按照中文的习惯来翻译成骨瘦如柴。In Chinese, we say 瘦得像 a match. 或者有的时候我们也会讲 as thin as a monkey. 瘦得像猴子。
You say as thin as a monkey?
Yeah.
I guess monkeys are thin. I never thought of a monkey as thin.
对，我们会讲瘦的像猴子。
So the other animal one that I definitely know is very common, very popular in China because I hear it almost every day. It's not nice to call someone a pig in China, right?
对。
I think it's strange because in China, you see a pig as stupid.But in America, a pig would be someone who's greedy.
Oh,
so they're
greedy.
Both not so good, yeah.
When we talk about greedy, we think of a fox, maybe?
For us, that's clever.
Okay. So usually when we think of pigs, we think of being lazy, untidy, and stupid.
Okay, so stupid as a pig.
对，所以我们会说笨得像一头猪一样。但是英文当中呢 ，how do you describe people stupid or dumb?
Okay, so I would say the simplest but most fun way that we always use. You have to say the most of something in the place it would belong. So something like maybe not the brightest bulb in the box, because you buy a box of light bulbs.And you try all of them, and one is not quite bright enough. Or maybe not the sharpest knife in the drawer, because you keep your knives in a drawer, and they should all be sharp. So not the sharpest, yes, not the best.
刚刚跟李烈火老师讨论了一下呢，就是他们对于这个脏话，对于骂人的这个怎么说呢的标准啊，就是 the more creative, the more offensive, 对不对？就是越有创造力，就骂得越有创造力呢，就越加有这个杀伤力。所以呢，他们经常会讲，就怎么形容一个人蠢呢？就是某人不是这个里面最怎么怎么样的一个。当然这么说比较抽象，就刚刚烈火兄举的那个例子，他说某人不是这个盒子里面最亮的一个灯泡，就说这个人不灵光，这个人不聪明。或者呢，你也可以说，比如讲someone is not the quickest bunny in the forest, 就说这个人他不是森林里面跑得最快的那只兔子，也就是讲这个人不聪明，讲他蠢。
So let me see, let me give you a quick test. How about a pillow?
A pillow.
A pillow is soft.
Mm-hmm.
You want a soft pillow, it's very comfortable.
Yeah.
So what place would you go to that would have many pillows?
Oh my god, you got me. I don't know.
I was thinking maybe a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Because they have lots of beds, so lots of pillows. So
someone is not the most soft pillow in this hotel.
Or, yeah, just softest pillow. Yeah, it'd be okay.
对，大家可以尝试用这样子的句型来造句啊，来用英文去说一个人笨。某人 is not the 加形容词最高级 in the 什么什么。
Okay. So the next one I guess we're going to talk about is another idiom that you have in Chinese about pigs because you think they're lazy.、
Mm-hmm.
But in English, we don't really use the pig for this.So that would be for you guys, you say sleep like a pig.
对，就是睡得像一头猪一样，就形容睡得特别特别的沉。
We can say sleep like a log, because
a log
doesn't even move.
So yeah.
It's not even alive. Yeah, so it's not moving at all. It's very much like it's sleeping,
okay. Very
peacefully.
所以我们讲睡得像一头猪，但是呢，他们会讲睡得像一个木头，因为木头根本就不是一个生物，所以它是完全不会动的，是尤其的沉呢。所以 sleep like a log.好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以看到了。
So I guess thinking of all these idioms today kind of made me feel a little bit tired. So maybe
对，我也是。
Yeah, take a nap right now. Sleep like a log. We'll see you guys next time.
所以我们就下期再见吧。我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
Bye bye.
Bye.